The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday morning sit. I'm very happy to be back here and be able to spend this time with you. As an introduction to the meditation, there's this wonderful concept that's used sometimes for children and sometimes for adults, and that is called a time out. And one of the maybe more adult forms of times out is called a ceasefire. And perhaps you can imagine that this meditation session we're going to do this morning is a time out for you, a time out from your concerns, your worries, your plans, what's happened in the past, other places, other people. It's a time out, a temporary period of time where you're allowed, you have permission to really step away from all your responsibilities and concerns and what's happening in the world. And a ceasefire where the things that you are fighting and struggling with in yourself or in the world around you, for these minutes you're allowed to stop. Imagine maybe that this is a sacred zone to sit and meditate. Certainly for Buddhists, there's something phenomenally profound about assuming a meditation posture and whatever posture that is for you. And, the sacredness, the specialness of this posture is represented by the fact that the meditating Buddha is the icon of, or the represents sometimes all the Buddhism. And so whatever posture you're in, here, now, to turn inwards. So to take a meditation posture that is right for you and to gently close your eyes and to become aware here of yourself, your body. Realizing that in this sacred zone of meditation is a time to understand that the time, as time goes and present moments appear in our lives, every moment, no moment will ever reappear. And there's the unique moment of now that we sit with here to meditate. In a special place, time out, ceasefire, sacred zone, to meet ourselves in the uniqueness of this moment now, here, never to be repeated again. And to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, to relax into your body, to settle in. To take some deep breaths, and as you exhale, to relax your thinking mind and let your thoughts float away, your concerns float away. Or if they don't get your concerns, your thoughts don't wander off on their own. Perhaps you can dial down their intensity. Quiet your thinking a bit. Soften the mind. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And to take a few moments to discover how it is to be in your body right now. In a sense, for Buddhists, meditation, the body is not just a body. The body is the nexus, the connection to our hearts, our minds, to the world. And to be sitting in this nexus of the body is to sit in a place where it's possible to have the time out, a ceasefire, so that we can meet our bodily experience as it is, as if it's all okay, even if it's uncomfortable. This is a time to just know and be present and to meet ourselves through the body. And if there are places in your body that you can relax, as you exhale, you might soften, relax, release some of the tightness in the muscles. The muscles of your face. The muscles of your shoulders. The chest. And softening the belly. And perhaps even as you exhale, there can be a softening, relaxing in the arms, down to the hands, the fingers. And perhaps a softening of the legs, the thighs, knees, all the way down to the feet. And then within your body, as part of your bodily experience, allow your body to experience breathing. How does the body experience breathing? And perhaps to trust the simplicity of breathing. Even if it's uncomfortable or a little bit forced, your breathing, it's okay. Maybe you can trust that the body can receive the breathing. The body is allowed to experience the breathing. And as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts and let go into the body breathing. to relax, to let go. Our movements of freedom. A gentle letting go of thoughts is also a gentle experience of freedom. If you just let the letting go be simple and not be in a hurry and not rush off to the next thing, to let go, to relax your muscles, to open and allow the experience of breathing, is a little movement of freedom. Do not overlay your expectations, desires, aversions on your experience. Are little movements of freedom. Perhaps the intuition or feeling of freedom can be part of sitting here in this special time, the unique time of now. Freedom from past and future. Some freedom from our preoccupations. The freedom to just breathe and not need to do anything else. The body breathing itself. taking a time out from needing anything to be different than how it is. Allowing this moment to be itself, but to be here for the moment, in this sacred moment, the sacred attention to our experience. we come to the end of this sitting, what have you touched during this sitting that can be a gift to the world that you return to after the meditation? Are you a little calmer than you were before? And maybe your calmness is a gift. Are you a little bit more grounded? And your groundedness can be the gift. Are you a little bit more settled? Do you know yourself better? Are you a little freer? Was sitting today an act of patience? And your patience you can bring as a gift. Did you get a taste of letting go of thoughts and past and futures? Let go in order to have this be a ceasefire or be a time out. And this capacity to let go and be present for yourself, can that be a gift that you bring to others? May it be that this meditation that we have done today, may it bring gifts to all beings. Let it be that we consider how the benefits and merit of this practice, seen and unseen, can be done for the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere. May it be that our meditation here can be an origin, a source for greater happiness of all beings, greater sense of safety for all beings to experience, greater freedom and greater ease. May all beings everywhere be happy.